ending months of disagreements. At a press conference, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that it's a good deal for the whole of Europe. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen called the deal fair and balanced. Johnson said he hoped the UK Parliament would be recalled to vote on the deal. It will also need ratification by the European Parliament. The full text of this free trade agreement is expected to be published soon. Negotiations were the toughest over what EU fishing boats are allowed to catch in UK waters, and there are still unanswered questions about what the deal means for other British businesses, but the threat of tariffs or import taxes between the UK and its biggest trading partner will be removed. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some of the boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls in the northeast. But four government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday apologized for denying allegations that his office may have possibly violated Japan's strict political funding laws and admitted he was unaware what his office had done. He said he will correct his false statements in Parliament on Friday, marking a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's longest-serving premier. This is VOA News, and here are some other stories making headlines today. India's main opposition party pressed the government on Thursday to call a special parliamentary session to withdraw new agricultural laws that farmers say will leave them at the mercy of big corporations. Rahul Gandhi, a senior leader from the opposition Congress party, handed the president a copy of a petition that he said had attracted 20 million signatures online. Pope Francis promised in his Christmas messages on Thursday to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. The Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations because of difficulties each has faced this year. More than 1,000 migrants from Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa were left to sleep in the cold after their camp in northwestern Bosnia burned down amid a dispute among Bosnian politicians over where to house them. On Wednesday, a fire destroyed the camp in Lipa, which housed about 1,200 people. Police and UN officials have said the blaze was probably started by migrants unhappy at the temporary closure of the camp, scheduled for the same day, and uncertainty about where they would be relocated in Bosnia. Prime Minister Ana Brnabic received Serbia's first COVID-19 vaccine shot Thursday, kicking off a mass inoculation drive with doses developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Serbia is the third country in Europe to start mass COVID-19 inoculations after Britain and Switzerland. Denmark has identified 33 infections with the new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in parts of Britain, according to authorities. The State Serum Institute, or SSI, which is Denmark's infectious disease authority, said in a report that the cases had been found in COVID-19 tests carried out between November 14th and December 14th. In Chile, a team of golden retrievers and Labradors are helping sniff out passengers infected with COVID-19 at Santiago International Airport. The dogs sit when they smell the virus and get a treat. And in Thailand, Santa Claus gave his sleigh and reindeer a break and rode an elephant during a special Christmas visit aimed at raising awareness about the threat of the coronavirus. In the central province of Ayutthaya, he distributed protective masks and baskets to schoolchildren, motorcyclists, and drivers passing by. For more on these stories and others, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.